Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Okay, so a lot of folks concerned about Real ID, a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of folks mad at Trump for finally implementing the Real ID Act, which actually passed under George Bush. Okay, first thing folks should know, this is not Trump deciding this. I was talking about this last year when Biden was still in office, and I was telling you May 7th is the day that you have to have your Real ID by. So that deadline was put in place by Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. They're simply not stopping it. Okay. Couple of things. I got a whole bunch of texts earlier when I mentioned this. People think, oh, you've got to have a government ID. No, you don't. Real ID, in terms of who, you know, would use it, is it mandatory? No. No, it's not mandatory that you have it. It's optional. The only way, the person who needs it is somebody who flies. If you don't have any intention of getting on a plane, you don't need a real ID and you don't need to do anything. You can just choose a regular license or ID if you don't need it for federal purposes. So that would be domestic flights. If you had to visit a federal facility for some reason, that required ID. Other than that, you can still use, you know, alternatives like U.S. passport, military ID, enhanced driver's license, whatever. So again, no, it is not mandatory. Show me your papers. And I got a couple texts. I was like, wow, people don't even know what this does. It's just for flight. Okay, what is a real ID? Well, basically the difference between a real ID and a regular license is they ask for a couple more documents. So if you're going to get a real ID, I already have one. Proof of identity, you need that. So that would be U.S. passport, birth certificate. Proof of social security number, so your social security card, your W-2. Two proofs of state residency, so you could use like utility bill, lease agreement, and proof of legal residence. So that's for not, and that's only, by the way, for non-citizens who you know, can legally get a license. Like, say you're here on a visa. You could do that. What this is going to do is make it hard for illegal immigrants. Let me tell you why. They're going to turn around and use the Real ID as a way, not the only way, but one of the ways that you can prove that you're eligible to vote after the SAVE Act. And I think that's why Trump isn't stopping it. The SAVE Act is going to require that you prove you are a citizen to vote in a federal election. So someone like me, I have no problem with that. My Real ID is proof that I am a citizen. They're just making it harder for illegals. Now you're an illegal immigrant, and yes, can you go get a driver's license in these states that are offering them still, including this one? Yes. Is it going to be a real ID? No, it's not. So now we have two separate categories of ID. It is much easier to distinguish who is legally here from who is legally not. That's going to help protect the voter rolls. So, no, I had people texting me, this is a government mandated ID. I've got to have, no, look, I'm not super worried about this. And you know me, I am absolutely paranoid when it comes to digital ID. And that's a subject I've spent a lot of time on, just trying to prevent that. And I'm still very much afraid of a digital ID, because I think that's why Jerome Powell is sticking around, even though Trump has demanded he resign, that he is in the process of implementing digital ID. Right now they're running a demonstration project on it. But I think the original plan was to roll out digital ID in end of 2025, beginning of 2026. So we'll see if he still does it. We'll see if the Republicans in Congress have the will to stop it. But real ID is not, I mean, we're either getting it or we're not. It's coming either way. We got to get these illegals off the rolls. We've got to have an easy way to figure out who they are. And we especially have to keep them off planes. So, that's it. So basically, what does it mean? It standardizes what you have to turn in to get a driver's license that you can use to fly. Again, if you're just going to, you object to it, you don't want to do it. That's your choice. You don't have to get a real ID. You just need it to get on a plane. So, but again, if you don't have it, that'll be obvious if you're going to turn around and use it for something like voting. So, okay, coming up on the show, China threatening countries that go along with Trump's anti-China tariffs. Last week, we had end of week, the Trump administration finally admitting it. Look, he's basically planning an embargo against China. In other words, asking other countries, hey, if you eliminate the Chinese influence in your factories, we may look the other way on your tariffs. So you're kind of seeing what Trump's planning. I'll tell you about China's reaction to it coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.